Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 27.
Baz, about this project we've been set.
Yeah, so let me make sure I fully understand it, Lindy. An industrialist who lived in the town has just died and he's left his large house to the city council. The council intends to convert the ground floor into a community centre. That's all true, isn't it?
Right. It's the big house at the end of Blackthorn Avenue.
OK. And for our project, we have to imagine we're responsible for turning it into a community centre and write a detailed report. Is that right?
That's right. First, we have to decide what facilities we want and where they should go. Here's a floor plan of the house.
All right. Now, I think it's really important to have a coffee lounge. Do you agree?
Definitely. What about having it in the corner room beside the existing kitchen? It's the obvious place.
But the front door opens into quite a big space, and it would be nice and welcoming if people are there drinking coffee and chatting rather than walking into a large, empty space.
I see what you mean. OK, I agree. I think it needs a technology room where people can access laptops or tablets and maybe get training too.
Good idea. How about the room next to the kitchen in the east wing?
I'm not sure. It might be noisy or even have steam from the kitchen, which wouldn't be good. Let's put it in the west wing, the room you go into just after the bend in the corridor.
OK. What do you think about having a music room where people can download music and listen through headphones?
Yes. It'd be nice to be able to sit and listen and look out onto the courtyard and garden. How about putting it at the far end of the west wing? There are quite large windows there and a door into the garden.
Right.
And maybe a TV room too? Maybe the first room to the right when you go in through the front door.
Shouldn't it be one of the larger rooms?
I don't really think so. It could be quite cosy, and people who want to watch different channels could use a computer or a tablet.
OK, near the entrance then. What do you think about having a reading room with newspapers and magazines?
Uh-huh. Let's put that in the east wing next to the existing kitchen. People can look across the corridor into the courtyard.
But if the kitchen's going to be renovated, that room could become a canteen. It's quite big. No, let's have the reading room at the far end of the east wing, with a view of the garden.
Right. What do you think about having a meeting room?
Essential, I'd say. I think that room that sticks out into the courtyard, opposite the front door, would be rather nice for meetings.
Yes. It's got a door out into the courtyard and light coming in on three sides. Then the community centre will need a manager who'll need an office. Where shall we put that?
Maybe the large room in the corner to the left?
I think it'd be better to have it nearer the front door so the manager can keep an eye on people going in and out.
I see what you mean. OK, so the room on the left of the entrance area as you go in.
Yes, that'd be best. Anything else?
I can't think of anything for the moment, but we can always come back to this later.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
Let's sort out what we need to do before we start writing our report, shall we, Baz? We should probably write a section in it about community centres in general, what sort of facilities they provide, how they're funded and so on.
I wouldn't mind doing that, if that's okay with you, Lindy.
All right.
And we need to look into the planning regulations to see how to get permission for changing the way the building's used.
From residential to a community centre, you mean?
Yes.
I quite fancy doing that.
Fine. I've thought a bit about how to research the history of the house, starting when it was built in the 18th century.
It would be good if we could talk to some people who used to live there, Or neighbours who knew it.
Good idea. We can work on that together, as it'll be quite a big job to track people down, interview them, look at documents in the library's local history collection and so on.
That's fine by me.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.